Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, November 10th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that the Biden administration won't give Ukraine advanced drones, despite pleas from Kyiv and a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers. Sources say the Pentagon declined the request based on concerns that such a move could escalate the conflict and signal to Moscow that the U.S. was providing weapons that could target positions inside Russia. Pentagon officials had no immediate comment. The White House didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Republicans remained on track to take the House majority following Tuesday's midterm elections, though with the expected gains significantly narrowed, as dozens of races are still outstanding. Some results could be days or weeks away. Control of the Senate is still undecided, as Arizona and Nevada continued to count ballots, and Georgia's race is heading to a runoff next month. Elon Musk said he dumped a new official gray checkmark for Twitter accounts hours after it was launched. The label was supposed to indicate whether the social media company had authenticated a user's account. In a tweet revealing that the new label was killed, Musk pointed to the company's revamped Twitter Blue paid subscription service. The move comes after two tumultuous weeks since Musk took over ownership of the company. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of consumer inflation figures and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.